You're listening to SBS News.
Underbus, just watch where your feet go.
Once a week, the preschool class at Melbourne's Davis Street Kindergarten relocates to an aged care home. A residence lounge at Uniting Age Well Carnsworth is transformed into a classroom. Activity stations are set up around the room where the 4 and 5-year-olds and about a dozen elderly residents get busy playing and socialising. Young and old sit side by side, huddled over puzzles. They help each other with crafts or play pretend tea parties. Residents, some in wheelchairs or with walking frames, say they find great enjoyment in the visits.
I think it's very satisfying, very relaxing, and you feel as if you've done something with the little ones. That's always important, I think, too.
I find it very good, and I think it's very good for the children too, to come into an atmosphere of older people.
Teacher Ruth Woolbridge says for the children there are big benefits.
We're certainly seeing huge ones in terms of them being able to accept difference much more easily, so we're seeing that translate in other places. Recognising that they can be teachers as well as learners, so they actually often support the residents in doing things that they might find tricky now, and then it of course reverses when some of the residents help them do things that they can't do.
For residents, the program can combat loneliness and depression. It can also help those with dementia. The lifestyle coordinator at Uniting Age Well Carnsworth, Vindia Mendez, says she sees firsthand the positive impact on residents.
Their self-esteem go up with the children, and they get empowered, and also they feel valued because the little ones are very keen to listen to their stories.
During the visit, some residents have shared stories about their migration to Australia and their countries of origin. And children who speak a second language at home have sometimes found residents to talk with in those languages.
We're not going to see George for 2 weeks because it's school holidays. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks, George.
The simple intergenerational interactions may not seem like much, but in a country where many grandparents and grandchildren are separated by long distances, they have become a way to build links across the years. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.